This is Rilo's Quack Chat. As a call maker, I enjoy talking shop with other duck call makers. On this podcast, it's all about duck calls and duck hunting. From the marsh to the duck call shop, we're going to find the story behind the duck calls and the people that make them. This is Rilo's Quack Chat. Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Riley Hendrickson with Rilo's Quack Chat, talking about duck calls, duck hunting, everything outdoors. The story behind the duck calls, all that good stuff. Well, so I've been gone since March. We had the call maker shootout that took up a bunch of time, and then I start getting sick. I had to fast once a week. It got to the point I had to fast on a liquid diet for a couple days a week, like 3 days a week, just to get throughout the week, and I wasn't sick. I had diverticulitis I've been battling for 3 years, and it got worse. Not battling, but messing with, having to deal with. And then two weeks ago today, we were in a car accident. And then last Thursday, I finally went into surgery and had the last 12 inches of my bowel cut out. I've been super busy. Everyone that's been praying for me and keeping me in prayer, I really appreciate it. And so I cannot lift 10 pounds for 4 to 6 weeks, which means I can do one of two things. I can make duck calls while I'm kind of still sore and tired taking Tylenol. I'm not really up for duck calls just yet. So if you are on the books ready to get your duck call, I will make it very soon. But just give me another week maybe. However, I am ready to podcast. Sadly, about 6 months ago, podcasting took a big dive. Literally everyone stopped podcasting. Some podcasts, their hosts and co-hosts went ways. So there's new podcasts, but what happened to the old podcast? Blah, blah, blah. So podcasting kind of took a dive about 6 months ago. I've been trying to get guests. It's been really hard. People are very busy in this time right now. But I've got 4 to 6 weeks of literally just sitting on a couch or working on duck calls. So I'm going to have some free time. So if you want to be a guest, if you've always wanted to be calling to this podcast, calling to the studio, talk about your duck calls, talk about duck hunting, talk about something, decoy rigs, whatever you want to talk about. Maybe you're a decoy carver. Maybe you make whatever in the duck hunting world and you want to talk about what you do. Message me on Facebook or email me at Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, Hendrickson, H-E-N-D-R-I-X-S-O-N at live, L-I-V-E .com. And we can talk about, email me or message me on Facebook and we can get you scheduled as a guest. Let's get a couple months ahead on some of the guests and so we can get this thing up and rolling again. Because if I don't, I pay every month for this and my old podcast, which has not had anything since 2020. And it's costing money, but I'm not doing anything on it. So if no one wants to be a guest and everything, then, I mean, I still have people listen to this daily. If you could even contact a call maker and put them in contact with me or try to get something going, that helps the podcast and that moves us forward. But in another 2 months, if I have no guests and we're not moving forward, I'm going to have to shut her down. But that's just how it goes. If you get a chance, check out some past episodes. The big ones are like Brad Samples and Del Bordelon, and they're all good. I enjoy them all. Andrew Haddon, all those guys were, and ladies. I had both of the call maker ladies on. When you think about it, there's a couple more. And one is I need to see if I could talk to them and get them on. But definitely, if you get a chance, contact me and let's get you on as a guest. Hope everyone's doing well in the off season. I mean, there's not a lot to do in the off season. I mean, you can run your dog, you can work with your dog, do hunt tests and all that type of thing. Or if you're a duck call maker, you can be doing that or making decoys, or there's all types of things to be doing right now, especially since it's turkey season. Some of the guys are out in the turkey woods, turkey hunting. I'm just sitting on my couch waiting for people to call me so we can get some episodes going. If you get a chance, and if you are waiting on a duck call, I'm working on the hammerheads. Just give me some time. I'll be working on those probably in a week. Any of the duck calls I'm making, they're on the books. I also have the new duck call. I had to design a new duck call for someone needed a type of duck call, and I designed it. It's called the Honey Dipper. It's more of like a reverse wedge, real foot style, but with a Mylar reed, and it's got slope. So it's like a J-frame meets a wedge system, but it's very interesting. It kind of has the lows of an LA, but can hit the highs like a J-frame. It's very interesting. It's a fun little call that I've been making, and I'll probably be making more in the future. Had a jig made for that. I'm very excited about that, the Honey Dipper. If you are interested in a call, the Honey Dipper or the Hammerhead, right now I'm not doing LAs because I'm kind of focused on those. I will make a real foot if you really want me to. I have one that I've promised someone. I have to get that done before I get yours done if you want a real foot call. Or a teal call. If you're interested in one of those, contact me. I'll put you on the books. The website's kind of down right now because I kind of put it offline because I was sick. So everything's out of stock. You cannot buy on the website. That catches me up. For the big news... Big news. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. People have been waiting for this, especially if you read the thing. So Thomas, a happy birthday. One of the fans, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great time. It's just hope everyone's doing good. If you're reading the... If you read the what the thumbnail said, that was just a big joke. I just wanted to get everyone going, "What? What's going on?" And I'm not even going to say what I'm going to put. If you're here, you probably read that. It was just for giggles. I'm sitting on a couch. I thought of that. I was like, that'd be so funny, especially if people comment on that and like get in a fake argument with me or... wink, wink, or maybe tag some other duck call makers and make the duck call makers skip a beat because they think it's them. And then on top of that, I mean, the main noble reason for doing that is Rusty Heron is just doesn't have much going on right now. And for him to be sitting in his ivory tower of admin, he needs to be pulled off of that and like red flashing lights of DEFCON 5 going on right now, because it's been a minute since someone posted something that stirred the bee's nest. So yeah, I did that too, just for that and for admins of other groups. So we'll see how it goes. It could either go bad, horribly horrible, or it could be really good. And have people laughing and people would think it's kind of funny. So if you thought it was funny, comment below or send me an email or send me a message and say that was hilarious, or I can't believe you did that, or blah, blah, blah. But I just think of crazy things to do when I'm stuck on the couch. It's not a good thing. That's why whenever I'm making a duck call, that's the best place for me to be, because Yeah, I get dangerous when my mind starts thinking. So I hope everyone is having a good time. Hope people get a hold of me to be guests. And hope everyone got a good little ha-ha laugh out of that one. I sure did. And we'll see how it goes. So everyone, hope everyone has a good week. And can't wait to see who wants to come on here as a guest. So till next time, this is Rilo's Quack Jack.